now that he's introduced the show. It's my turn to introduce Ira Glass. His show, This American Life, has been on the air for almost 13 years, but it's still considered one of the freshest and most original programs on public radio. Last year, Ira expanded his storytelling empire with the This American Life TV series, which begins its second...
empire is the word, yes.
That's what you've been building all these years.
Yes.
That makes you an emperor.
Indeed.
The This American Life TV series begins its second season on Showtime on Sunday. And on Thursday, a live version of This American Life will be broadcast in select movie theaters. Ira Glass, Empire Builder, welcome to Fair Game.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So this Thursday, you're doing this event, This American Life Live. That's going to be simulcast to movie theaters around the country. So you're going from radio to TV to big screen. What is next? 3D IMAX?
Yeah, exactly. 3D. Our audience is waiting for 3D. Yes.
I bet your audience is. They would love to have 3D glasses that look just like yours.
I mean, yeah. I think I think it's quite possible the audience has had enough of the whole thing and they're ready for us to just go back to, you know, let's not even do the radio show. Let's just bring it down to just a podcast now.
Let me ask you about your eyeglasses. You're so identified with them. Do you ever wear contacts? I don't know what I'd do if I saw you without them.
No, I've never been brave enough for contacts. I actually like the idea of a barrier between me and the world. I like the idea of glasses. And then I found these glasses, I don't know, 15 years ago. And I've actually gone out to try to find different glasses that I like enough. And occasionally I'll buy a pair, but then I wear it for a couple months. And I just like, I don't know. And then I go back to these. And these are actually sort of wearing out. I mean, I've had them for years and years and years.
Dude, do you know how much you could sell those for on eBay? Ira Glass's glasses.
I don't know.
Wait, you just said you like a barrier between you and the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you are everywhere right now. I mean, you are on this media blitzkrieg and your billboards and posters of you, you're the back page of The New Yorker. You're on every single site I researched today, from Slate to Drudge. There's pictures of you. You're on Letterman. How do you feel? If you like a barrier between you and the world, how do you feel about being everywhere right now?
I mean, honestly, like what's going on right now, like you know, we moved the show to New York City 2 years ago to do the television show, and all over New York, there are posters and billboards and on the sides of buses and everything. I've never had an experience like this, like being on the radio and on public radio. Though a lot of people hear it, like most people don't know what I look like. And sometimes I am actually on the subway platform, waiting for the train. At a subway platform where there is like eight of the poster of me, which is a feeling which I simultaneously want to turn invisible. And also I want to hand out dollar bills to people and go like, see, that's me. See, look right there. Look.
But why know? About the dollar bills? Do you feel guilty that you're making money?
No, it's more like dollar bills of just like, you know, like, I don't know, hand out cigars and dollar bills. Oh. You know, it just seems like, hello, America. Look at me. I'm on the poster. And I feel like at this point, like the posters are bigger than the show. Like I think more people will see the posters than will ever hear me on the radio or see the television show. I think the posters are actually, I feel like it's all been leading up to the posters and now and the ads and the internet presence and now really, you know, that's it. That's the product.
Are you collecting them? Are you going to frame them? Like you got to give one to your mom for Mother's Day.
I mean, I gave one from the first season to my dad, and he framed it. But like, I don't know. Like, what am I going to do? Like, what do you do with the big picture of yourself? You know what I mean? Like, why would you? I don't know. It's weird. I mean, the network actually delivered like 150 of them to the office, and they're sitting.
Oh, that's awkward.
In a corner. Well, like, what do we do with them? You know, I mean. Like honestly, like so much about TV is so different from the radio, and this is the biggest part is just literally the fact of having your picture in the world, which is something this wasn't part of the agenda. You know what I mean? Like I just wanted to make stuff, and so that's a little strange.
Now I want to talk to you about the difference between TV and radio when it comes to creating This American Life. But before we get to that, I think people want to understand what this simulcast means. How are you going to make it seem live to people watching your show in a movie theater?
I mean, it will actually be live. Look, it's live. That is how we will do it. We will actually be living creatures in front of a camera, and then using the power of satellite technology, our images will be beamed into space and then bounced down into movie theaters. There's this technology that exists that the biggest thing that uses it right now is the Met, the Metropolitan Opera, about once a month. They put up their opera on the satellite, and about 160,000 people in movie theaters around the country, maybe even outside the country for all I know, are watching, going into movie theaters for that. And we hooked up with the people who do that. And we were in a situation where we had been making this TV show, and most of the people who know us from the radio still haven't seen us on TV. And we just thought, like, well, what would be a nice way to get them to see it? I mean, they could sign up for Showtime, and obviously, like, that would be great for our network. But you know, how do we even introduce this to them? And so what we did is that we thought, like, let's basically throw a party. You know, let's do this event, and then people can come to a movie theater, and the television show is shot like a movie. It's shot in widescreen, and it's beautiful.
Will you show the strings, though, and the nuts and bolts? Because I would imagine on your radio show, a lot of painstaking editing goes into making a story sound natural.
Well, I mean, what we're going to do is I'm going to be there on stage with a mixing console and music and voices, and I'm going to do a little bit of radio stories. I'm going to do a radio story or two, which people can watch be mixed live as I perform it. But most of the event is going to be showing stories from the television show, which are really designed for a widescreen for theater. So probably half the time of the event is going to be stories from the TV show. And, you know, we'll introduce them, and we have outtakes, and we have there's a complete story, which actually we just couldn't fit into an episode because an episode got too long. And it's fantastic, and it's really, really funny. That Jonathan Goldstein, one of our regular contributors, did for the TV show. And we just couldn't fit it into the show, so we're going to show that. That'll be here but nowhere else. And another bunch of stuff, you know, just like outtakes and behind-the-scenes stuff and talk about making the TV show with the director. And we have a special guest who shows up at one point.
Ooh.
And I don't know, just everything we could think of.
Who's your special guest?
I don't even know if I should say. It's David Rakoff.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. I'm going to be there. I'm very excited. We have something to listen to from the TV show. This is a story about an Iraqi guy who wanted to talk to people in the South and the Midwest about why they supported the war. And you helped him set up a talk to an Iraqi booth, like Lucy Van Pelt from Peanuts.
Yes. Wow. You really know your Peanuts.
Well,
if you know her
last
name.
Played Lucy in Your Good Man Charlie Brown and had Dr. Azin. Yeah. So let's hear a bit of that right now.
Talk to an Iraqi today. Hey, I'm an American.
Are there any fat people in Iraq?
Yes. Did you have a tough life growing up?
Not really, no. I had a much tougher life in the last 4 years.
How do you and the Iraqi people feel about our troops being there? Do they feel like we're occupiers?
What do you think of all the different positions that you see females in this country doing?
What do you think would happen if all the American troops pulled out?
The whole country of Iraq, is it really upbeat about now?
No, not a single person feels good about it.
Now, Ira, as a way of explaining to people why something might work on television better than on radio or vice versa, explain why that particular piece worked the way it did.
I mean, that's somebody who we had actually done a radio story with, and then we went out and did this TV story. And in the radio story we did, we had him talk about things that had happened to him in the past in Baghdad. And in the TV story, we wanted to go out on the road with him when we heard he was going to be traveling down south. Basically, we heard that he told us after we did this radio story with him that he was thinking about going south because he wanted to meet people who were for the war, because he truly didn't understand why Americans wanted to invade his country. And he really wanted to know, and he didn't know what was going to happen. And so it was a good TV story because it could all unfold in front of the camera as the camera is actually there. And so we would watch it happen. He had no idea where it was going to go, what was going to happen, and we could be witnesses to it. And then that's the kind of situation where a lot of telling information really comes from seeing the people and seeing their faces. You could make it work on radio, but a lot of information gets telegraphed very quickly about who the people are just by the way they look and the way they're dressed and honestly, like, the looks on their faces when he speaks. And then what was amazing about it as a story is that he truly changed over the course of it. Like, when he starts off at the beginning, you get the feeling like he's spoiling for a fight with people. You know, he really wants to, like, let people know the truth about what's going on in Iraq. And then over the course of it, he really comes to think that that's sort of ridiculous to try to lecture to people. And he becomes way more open to people, I think. And by the end, the people who he feels closest to are the people who have family members over serving in the U.S. military. Like they know the most about the war. They're worried about their family members. He turns out to have a lot in common with them, and there's a lot to talk about with them. And it was really interesting to see what happened to him.
Ira, I can't believe this. We're almost out of time, but I'm going to ask you a question I always wanted to ask you, because your on-air persona, which may be plainly you or something of a persona, it's very chill, I think. And I wonder, like, what makes you, when's the last time you yelled or exclaimed or laughed hysterically?
I'm not a big yeller. I'm more of a passive-aggressive kind of person. I'm going to just be right out there with the truth here. So there's not a lot of yelling. But I'm not so chill. I mean, I'm pretty tense a lot of the day. Like, I feel like I spend most of my days in a high level of anxiety of trying to see that things get done and
right.
juggling a million things and worried about stuff and very distracted. And I remember a friend said that the difference between me on the air and me off the air is on the air, I will actually focus and pay attention during a conversation.
Huh.
Whereas off the air, I can be a little unreliable about that.
Ira Glass, will you send me a poster that you sign?
Sure. Dan, do you want it to say your pal? Or
I wanted to say your pal, but spell it YOU'RE.
Got it. Done. Done.
Ira, thank you.
Thanks. Thanks so much.
Our guest has been Ira Glass. This American Life Live will be in select theaters on May 1st. A new season of This American Life television series premieres on May 4th on Showtime. And the This American Life radio show airs weekly on public radio stations throughout the country. For more about Ira, or if you want to maybe request a poster from his office, please visit our website, morefairgame.org.